Grief does not usually move in a straight line. You may have a steady week and then suddenly feel overwhelmed. A song comes on. A court date appears on the calendar. A child asks a question. A holiday approaches. A wedding invitation arrives. You see another family sitting together at church. You drive past a restaurant, a school, a house, or a familiar street. Suddenly, the grief wave rises. A grief wave is not failure. It is a sign that something meaningful has been touched. This is why topic 3 helps you prepare for triggers, anniversaries, loneliness, and hope without hurry. A trigger is a reminder that brings pain to the surface. It might be emotional, physical, spiritual, relational, or practical. Some triggers are predictable, like birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, court dates, school events, or parenting transitions. Others seem to appear out of nowhere. A wise grief wave plan does not say, "I will never hurt again." Instead, it says, when grief rises, I will have a way to stay grounded, connected, and honest before God. Here is a simple plan. First, notice. Say to yourself, this is a grief wave. Second, breathe and slow down. You do not have to make a major decision in the middle of a wave. Third, name the loss. Ask, what did this reminder touch? Fourth, bring it to God. A short prayer may be enough. Lord Jesus, meet me in this moment. Fifth, reach for support. That may mean calling a trusted friend, pastor, minister, chaplain, counselor, or support person. It may mean attending a group. It may mean not being alone during a difficult anniversary. Sixth, choose one faithful next step. Eat a meal, take a walk, read a psalm, go to bed on time, send one appropriate message, ask for prayer, make the appointment, keep the boundary. Hope without hurry means you do not demand instant recovery from yourself. It also means you do not surrender your future to sorrow. Romans 15:13 calls God the God of hope. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 reminds believers that we grieve, but not as those without hope. Christian hope does not erase grief. It gives grief a place to stand before God. Some grief waves may be intense. If distress becomes overwhelming, if you cannot function, if you feel unsafe, if you have thoughts of self-harm, or if substance use or trauma symptoms are creating danger, please seek qualified emergency, medical, pastoral, or counseling support. Needing more help is not failure. Your reflection question is this: what event, place, date, or reminder tends to bring a grief wave? Your gentle next step is to write a 3-part grief wave plan, one grounding practice, one support person, and one hope practice for the next 7 days.